Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, when a woman is depressed, she tends to emotionally overeat or medicate herself with antidepressants and liquor. But when a man gets depressed, he tends to work out, eat healthy, and some men even find religion, which is like the opium for the masses. One becomes a land whale, and the other becomes a trad cuck with muscles. Moving on, women could have better results if they just didn't eat like a hippo every day. And when they lost their weight, they could get access to better looking men, and that would alleviate their depression. But it's clear that men not only have to put out the willpower to not eat as much and eat more carefully, but also the effort to spend an hour or two at the gym each day. Yet women have the nerve to complain that they have it tougher than us when it comes to fat shaming. Number three, we have a woman complaining that it's male privilege that men can wear the same outfit multiple times in different events. But women can't do that and always have to change like Vanna White, it seems. A guy fires back by saying that there isn't a single straight man out there that cares if a woman wears a dress twice. But it's the negative comments that come from other women that affect them. The truth is, a man would like any outfit that a woman wears, so long as it ends up crumpled up next to his bed in the morning. Also, men don't wear outfits. We wear suits and uniforms. Up next is someone asking, which way Western men? Both of these women have tattoos and piercings. One is just 5 or 6 years behind the other in the trends. I would pass on both of them. The one on the left looks like she smells the least, and the one on the right probably smells like vaginal yeast. At first I thought they were the same women, but just earlier photos, but the tattoos are completely different. But they might as well be NPCs that are only a handful of years apart. Number 5, we have Christian Bale claiming that the Sigma community are a bunch of losers. He's a hero in all the Sigma memes out there, but I think he's just saying this to piss off guys and stay relevant. Ironically, he's acting the way a Sigma male would by being outside the hierarchy. I still think his biggest mistake is assuming that a Sigma man cares about what he has to say. The Sigma is outside the hierarchy and essentially goes his own way. This is the same as women shaming MGTOW men for staying single. It's not gonna work. Moving on is one of the things that I hate the most about our species. Women give out fake compliments while men hand out fake insults to one another. Men attacking each other verbally and occasionally physically is all about making us stronger, while women complimenting each other is designed to make each other weaker. A sign of a Sigma is he doesn't want to play these silly games and hates both receiving compliments from women and insults from men. I only like the fake insults if they're done in a hilarious way. Number 7 is, oops, I did it again, Britney Spears getting divorced again. Except this time, she has a prenup in place to protect her from getting divorce raped like the first time. Now it seems to make sense why she was doing all those crazy dancing videos and took a picture with her dog sniffing her cooch. I know she used to be hot, but now she's not. I just can't help but wonder why she's always pulling her pants down. Up next, we have a woman asking men how they really feel about dating single mothers. One guy responds by saying it's not like we have any choice anymore. Funny enough, we do have a choice if we go our own way. We can choose to walk away from the sexual marketplace entirely and let the single mother starve thanks to inflation. Guys need to get the message that in many ways, it's better being alone. Number 9 is the biggest shit test that I've seen all week. Katie the journalist says, dear men, stop working out, because apparently physical fitness creates a cycle of toxic masculinity that must be eradicated. Meanwhile, I'll bet you anything, she won't even consider being with a man if he's not physically fit. I'm gonna stop doing anything and everything because, you know, that dropping dead of a heart attack is so much less toxic these days. How about this? Dear women, stop telling men what to do. That's toxic femininity. Moving on is a man that found out his girlfriend has a body count of 40 plus. She also grew up in a strict religious background household. So just imagine the body counts for women that aren't raised in such households. She got together with him because of his low body count, so that he could bond with her even though she can no longer bond with him. Leave now. She will never be yours, but you love her, so you will still be hers. Number 11 is Logan Paul inspecting some meat curtains on a chicken, it seems. In reality, it looks like Paul has been dating a slur and Leonardo DiCaprio's sloppy seconds. I think she's just telling them that she's ready to settle down and he's smitten with his new kitten. Then again, maybe he's just looking for his lost watch. Number 12, we have Italian Prime Minister Meloni feeling the pressure to bring in 100,000 new immigrants in this year. She ran on the platform of being traditional. And yet this cooch seems poised to throw her country under the bang bus. At least liberals are honest about destroying their countries through immigration. It's the conservatives that pretend like they aren't doing that that I really hate. Up next is the former WWE wrestler Sunny. She was once dating Shawn Michaels. Now she's hit the wall and looks like she's going to prison for ending someone. She'll have plenty of time to think about where her looks went as she's pinning down and scissoring the 20-something young ladies in prison. Remember, the wall takes no prisoners. Neither does The Rock. Number 14, it looks like this is the life of the typical 30-something-year-old guy these days. You can either go your own way and be single forever, date a fat girl, become a stepdad, or take the option of hookers and blow. Looks like Skeletor has made his decision. There are other options like just getting a doll or being a single dad through surrogacy. Some guys also choose to do the whole passport bro thing as well. Moving on is a disaster in the making. A 24-year-old woman is marrying an 85-year-old man that's older than her grandfather for his money, I mean true love, and they're now trying for their first kid. This is all about the senior home swirling sisterhood, it seems. At least on the bright side, she can't ruin your life because you're probably going to die in the next 6 months or so. Number 16, if you're a woman that burns the coal, you need to pay the lollipop toll. It seems that a white woman with a dark interracial baby is going to have very few dating options when it comes to finding a man to mate with, because no guys will want her and she'll be shamed for being that single mother. Moving on, we have Fresh and Grift, and they were recently demonetized because they were making KKK videos and juice box jokes. I wonder how long it's going to take to demonetize Pearl Davis now. They were making six figures a month, and now they'll have to figure out creative ways to monetize their audience. They're already pushing people to go on their Rumble page. This is good, though, because it pushes more people away from YouTube. Number 18, we have a 19-year-old Brit that won a $15 million lotto and spent it on hookers and blow, and 8 years later he was back working as a garbage man. I have zero sympathy for men that mess up this bad. At least he got to live his life for 10 years the way that he wanted. The dude probably set the Guinness World Book of Records for longest bender, 8 years. I'm also surprised he didn't drop dead of a heart attack during it. Then again, maybe he's just missing his old job. Up next, we have baby boy Obama and his mother back in the day. To me, it looks like Obama's mama as a 5 at most. And it looks like this poop pirate grew up to be the United States' first gay foreign-born president, and people still didn't care and loved him. Number 20, we have Kristen saying that sex was created by God for marriage between men and women, and not for boyfriends and girlfriends who are dating, meaning that she's probably looking for commitment and wants to cut men off from sex until they commit to the contract with the government. A guy named Bill comes in and says, "Show me Adam and Eve's marriage certificate." The better question to ask is, did Adam and Eve even have belly buttons? If God gave Eve the personality and brain of Steve, then this world would be a lot better. I also bet you that Eve had a body count of 40 plus, with who I don't know. Up next, we have a couple of news anchors that are really weighing down their set. This happened over the span of only 18 months. I think they gained the good old COVID-50. Either that or it must have been feminism in the water supply. Either that or something in the food. Yeah, the quantity of it. Looks like inflation is worse than we thought, fellas. Number 22, which way modern man? If you can't see that both these pictures are identical, then you're blind and stupid. Women are always the same, they're just using different types of bait to catch a man. Newsflash, the baby doesn't even belong to her husband. One guy says his wife pretended to be the one on the right, but she was secretly the one on the left. Just because a woman cooks and pushes out a kid doesn't make her loyal. Number 23, if Adam and Eve were Chinese, we would still be in the Garden of Eden right now. Because instead of eating the apple, Eve would actually go to the serpent and tell Adam about him, and then they would go kill it and eat it, and God would be so proud. The Chinese will eat anything, including bats and cats. Apparently that's how a virus of unknown origin came into being, it seems. My favorite part of this is God giving the thumbs up on a job well done. Up next is an image illustrating the benefits of relationships between men and women. Women get free dinners, the guy's money, attention, protection, gifts, and sex. The only thing the guy gets is sex, and the woman gets the benefits of that as well. There's nothing that the man gets exclusively to his benefits. Men used to get the dishes, laundry, meals, and house cleaned. But even then, that's done easily these days through technology. It's just not worth it anymore. Number 25, we have a woman excitedly divorcing her husband after 21 years of marriage, and looking forward to the next chapter of her life. Another woman tells her that she'll be lucky to have a new chapter because she's been divorced for 20 years herself and hasn't found anyone yet. It was the biggest mistake that she ever made. Women need a new man to write the next chapter in their lives. Men can take the bull by the horns and write the next chapter of our lives by ourselves and on our own. These days, many women are proud of destroying their families, it seems. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm so that new viewers can find it. Also, remember, I make these for free, so donate it what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.